WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Today we're diving into something super important. Building a support network for your mental health. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know that feeling when stress starts creeping in, and you just want someone to talk to, someone who gets it. Well, guess what? You're not alone. And that's exactly why having a solid support system is crucial for our well-being. It's like having your own personal cheer squad, ready to lift you up when you need it most. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Jake, I'm a busy person. How on earth am I supposed to find time for this? Trust me, I get it. But hear me out. Building a support network doesn't have to be a monumental task. It's about cultivating genuine connections with people who care about you and want the best for you. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you create that awesome support system. First up, remember that vulnerability is your superpower. Don't be afraid to open up and share your feelings with trusted friends or family members. Sometimes, just saying things out loud can make a world of difference. Think of it like this. Sharing your struggles doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. And let's face it, who wants to go through life pretending they're invincible? Next, seek out people who lift you up. We all know those individuals who bring negativity into our lives like a storm cloud following them around. It's time to consciously surround yourself with positive vibes. Find people who encourage your dreams, celebrate your successes, and offer a listening ear when things get tough. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who make you feel good about yourself. Thirdly, don't underestimate the power of shared experiences. Engage in activities that bring you joy and connect with others who share your passions. Whether it's joining a book club, taking a dance class, or volunteering for a cause you believe in, shared experiences create lasting bonds and foster a sense of community. You know what they say, misery loves company, but happiness is contagious too. Fourthly, explore online communities. The internet has opened up a world of possibilities for connecting with like-minded individuals. There are countless online forums, support groups, and social media platforms dedicated to various interests and challenges. Remember, you're not alone in your journey, and finding people who understand what you're going through can be incredibly empowering. And finally, remember that building a support network takes time and effort. It's not a one-time event. It's an ongoing process of nurturing relationships and fostering connections. Be patient with yourself, and don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it. You deserve to have people in your corner cheering you on. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a hard-working college student juggling multiple classes, part-time jobs, and extracurricular activities. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and isolated. It's easy to fall into the trap of loneliness when life gets hectic, right? But Sarah decides to reach out to her roommate, who just happens to be going through something similar. They start talking, sharing their struggles, and offering each other words of encouragement. That simple conversation becomes a turning point for Sarah. She realizes she's not alone, and having someone to confide in makes all the difference. So, let's recap. We talked about embracing vulnerability, seeking out positive influences, engaging in shared experiences, exploring online communities, and remembering that building a support network takes time. It's like planting a seed. With care and attention, it will blossom into something beautiful and fulfilling. Listen, you are worthy of love, support, and connection. Don't ever forget that. Now, go out there and start building your tribe, the people who will be there for you through thick and thin. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words too. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.